Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Our little dance video's back with Pebbles back.
Something happened in it, too.
On the Get Up Crew Instagram.
A little collision.
There was something. I don't know, man. I was too busy air masturbating to notice what was happening in the background.
I can't believe that's what you call dancing.
Well, no, Melissa was she made a comment about something, about one of the dances, and I said, Melissa, I go, you could just superimpose me every week. And it doesn't matter what the song is because I do the same dance. I wave my hands like an idiot. I do an air hump. And then I just stare at the camera like a creep until the music stops playing. It's my go-to move.
It's entertaining. It is. Yeah.
But you can check it out. It's on the Get Up Crew Instagram. Now, we got to talk about Pebbles' car because what you need to understand about Pebbles is she's never been excited about getting a brand new car. She's unlike every other human being on the planet.
Drive it into the ground.
Yeah. Who, like, you know, everyone's different. You might be a car person, you might not be a car person, but a healthy percentage of people, when they get a brand new car, get excited about it. They're happy about it.
Yes.
Pebbles almost gets annoyed because she's like, I got to deal with payments.
Right.
And that,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. But for the first time in history, in the year 2022, she got excited that she was getting a brand new car. Pebbles, hold on. She took it to the next level. She, like, had one of them custom joints made for her. Like, one of those, let me order a car type of joints.
Oh.
Well, it was during the time where you had to order cars.
Okay. Like,
and it would, they, you had to wait for them. You had to wait for them to build the car.
I always wanted to do that.
She had a car built. A lot of us would. But Pebbles had a car built for herself.
Can I stop for a second? Because you're making it sound like it's like this ridiculously expensive, incredible car.
A Mercedes? A Bentley?
No. I got a Toyota Camry.
Ah, okay.
She got her own Pebbles
but
exclusive
I love it.
Toyota Camry.
I love it. Yeah. I even named this one. I never named a car.
What'd you name the car?
I named my car Ruby.
Ruby.
Oh.
And I even got a different, every single one of my cars has been like gray or silver.
Not this one.
I got a red car.
A red car.
I love it.
I got a red car.
Pebbles got a red car.
So excited. I love this car so much. I really do.
A week after getting the car, she comes
in
here.
Not even a week. Not even a week.
She comes in here upset because somebody hit her on Route 24.
Yes.
24.
I was just minding my own business. And driving down the
brand
road.
Brand new custom built car.
Right into
Ruby.
Oh my gosh. And it wasn't. The damage was. It wasn't. It could have been worse. Let's just say that. And
yeah, but still.
We were both safe. But I was so annoyed.
Yeah. I mean, I know. Most people, you get a brand new car, when you get that first little scratch or anything, you're like,
right.
Like, you can't handle it. And then later on, after three or four of those, you're once it's broken in, you're more used to it. But so she gets into an accident. She gets hit. Wasn't her fault.
I get hit. That's right.
Well, according to Leroy, it's your fault. But anyway. But okay. So then, that happens. Then. So
this was during the time that I was gone.
Yeah. So Pebbles is away. This is actually a funny story. So Pebbles' father passes away. We go to the wake. Pebbles is in the line, you know. I go up there. And I'm with my wife, and I was like, I don't know what should I say to Pebbles? I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I can't think of anything to say to her. I go up, I give her a hug, and the first thing Pebbles says to me is, somebody hit my car again.
Oh, no.
So because I knew you would appreciate that.
Yeah, it broke the tension. That felt a little better. But yeah, so somebody hits our car again.
And this, I'm telling you, I was stopped. I was stopped at a light. And all of a sudden, it's like, bam! Like, smack that right in the back of my...
rear-ended.
And can I just tell you this? And I didn't say this to the person because I didn't want to make him feel that bad. This was the day after my father died.
Oh.
The day And I was going to pick up my niece to bring her back.
Wow. And you got hit.
Yes.
And
I'm sitting there and I'm like, please don't kill this person. Because I really.
Please don't kill
her. I just felt so.
So are you.
Dejected and.
Are you still standing by none of these accidents are your fault?
None of them.
None of them?
Neither one of them are my fault. Neither one.
Leroy?
I'm lacing up my shoes in case I got to run out.
You
the
are
going
to have to run. You are.
Leroy's convinced it's Pebbles' fault.
It is your fault.
Why?
I swear I told you, Pebbles, don't get a red car. Because there's this theory, and I believe in this theory, that red cars get in accidents more than any other car, to the point where your insurance might be a little bit higher, And I'm just saying.
I heard that too. I don't know if I believe that.
Now, I did some research.
Yeah.
Oh, of course you
did. I did some research.
And we're on Twitter?
I found nothing to back up this theory.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I found the opposite. But there are articles about it. Like, listen, no.
I think it's an urban legend.
Yes, but I still believe it. So I think you should have listened to me. And since you didn't,
your fault. You walking home today.
Wow.
You're walking home today.
Poor Peps, maybe that's a sign that you're just not meant to have a nice, brand new, custom built. She ordered the pieces and everything.
Stop making stuff up.
She was like, I want a
I want a
different carburetor than that one. Let me get the AC30. Yeah, and maybe you're just
and I haven't even gotten it fixed.
I was just about to ask. How bad was the damage with the second?
The second one is way worse.
Keep it that way. Because
No,
you got to keep it that way because here's the thing. Whenever you see a car with damage on it, and you're driving, right? If you see a car with damage on it, what do you automatically do?
That person's a horrible driver.
And stay away.
Yes.
Yeah,
you stay
away. I know what
you're saying. So that way, people will stay away from you because they're going to think you're a terrible
driver.
But see,
that's what makes me so angry because it wasn't even my fault. Like, this is the other thing. So I never washed my car. I never used to wash my car.
Oh, that's another thing, too.
Never. I have a membership down the street from my house. I washed my car more in the first 2 weeks than I washed my car in the entire time I had my last car.
Wow.
And now it's like, because of the way that it is, I can't even take it through the car wash because I'm afraid the water's going to get into the trunk.
Or something.
Bumper's going to fall off
because
the water pressure's too
I can't even. I'm like. Well,
that's devastating.
Anyway.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.